A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. This chapter is so full of the gospel in a nutshell, verse by verse. And here, verse 17 is the gospel. Verse 18 is the gospel. Verse 19, it continues to say, that is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. It says the same thing, just in different ways. The multicolored grace of God is one expression that the Greek implies. There are so many facets of God's grace. And the gospel is so deep, so profound, so wonderful, so wide, so deep, so high, that we cannot just express it and leave it in one sentence. We have to say it in so many different ways. So here, Paul says, if a man or a woman is in Christ, he is a new creation. That is a statement of fact. It's not something to strive for. He is a new creation. The question is, of course, are you in Christ? Have you repented of your sins? Has he regenerated you, if we want to use older language? Has he converted your soul, made you his? Then you are a new creation. He's put inside you an instinct for himself, an instinct for his word. Are you guided by the old instinct or by the new instinct of God, which shows that you're a new creation? If you continually go back to sin again and again and you don't want to repent of it, well, you have to ask yourself, am I really a new creation? But notice this in verse 18. All this is from God. He has done it. He explains how he did it. God, who was in Christ, reconciliating the world to himself. You see, that's one of the verses explaining the Trinity. Christ fully equal to God. Christ being God. God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself. And Paul has such confidence, he says, now we have been given this ministry of reconciliation. Yes, all this is from God. Have you received this from God?